You're listening to the Fearless Inc. podcast, a place for all writers and anyone wanting to become more creative and productive in their lives. I'm your host, Arshalita Chisholm. This is episode 94. The point is to get your work done. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Fearless Inc. podcast. I'm your host, Arshalita. And this is where we dive into the craft of writing, explore new ideas, and share stories to keep us motivated. We are still celebrating National Poetry Month, which is going amazing, by the way. I think that every April, I get really excited because I told you guys that April is also my birthday month. And I always get excited about that because I celebrate all month long. And then it's National Poetry Month. So I always try to have, just things set up, whether I'm going to open mics or just going to different events or buying lots of poetry books, just really celebrating poetry in every way possible. And with the podcast, I wanted to do that as well. So we are focusing in on some of our favorite poets and looking at some of their powerful quotes. And today we're going to zone in on none other than James Baldwin. He once said, "The point is to get your work done." Now that's very simple, but it's profound, right? So today we're going to break down that quote and explore how it applies not just to James Baldwin's work as a writer, but also to our own journeys as writers. And we'll dive into my personal process of getting work done, setting writing goals, exploring new topics fearlessly, and encouraging you to keep pushing forward. So let's talk about James Baldwin. Now, you know him for his essays, his novels, his influence on the civil rights movement, and he was also an amazing, prolific poet. And so in addition to his work on race and identity, societal issues, James Baldwin's poetry was deeply personal, and it reflected his view of the world with the same rawness he brought to his other writing. James Baldwin's poetry often touches on themes of love, struggle, identity, freedom. And what makes his poetry so compelling is its immediacy. He wasn't just writing for the sake of writing, no. He wrote to make things happen. Poetry was his tool for speaking out, not just about the world around him, but about the complexities of human emotion and human existence. In one of his lesser known poems, entitled Meditation, he wrote, "I am afraid of being in love, but I would rather die than never love at all." And the intensity in those lines captures his fearlessness, something we all should strive for in our own writing, is just being completely unhinged, standing on the edge of the cliff, just fearless, just diving in fearlessly to our writing. James Baldwin wasn't afraid to explore those complex topics, and he confronted them just head on with boldness and clarity. And this is where the quote, "The point is to get your work done," becomes really crucial, because he didn't wait for the perfect moment. He didn't wait for everything to fall into place. He wrote because it was necessary. He wrote to make sense of the world, to make a statement, and to engage with the emotional and intellectual challenges of his time. And that's a lesson for all of us, is because we ought to be writing about what we see and around us, what's going on in the moment, because people rely on poets to do that, to come forward and to speak truth to power. And that is our job. That is what we are to do. Now, when we talk about the work, let's talk about the work. Your work, my work, the work that so many writers struggle to get done. And I know that as writers, we face hurdles, we face barriers, whether it's writer's block, whether it's doubt, distractions, you know, just the overwhelming task of putting words on the page. There are a million reasons not to write, but James Baldwin's words, "The point is to get your work done," reminds us that it's not about perfection. It's about progress. It's about showing up and doing the work. So how do I get my work done? Well, first, I set clear writing goals. Just very intentional about doing that. I'm a firm believer that if you don't have a destination, then you're just wandering out there all willy-nilly, aimlessly, not accomplishing anything. My writing goals are very specific, and they're always tied to something larger, whether that's, you know, finishing a poem or creating a consistent writing habit. I find that having a target keeps me focused. I have to write it down so I can see it. But here's the important part. I also adjust those goals when it's necessary. Flexibility is key for me because life always throws curveballs. I am a planner to a fault. Please. I have to have a plan. I have to have a plan. But life always steps in and throws that curveball, throws me off task, throws me off my game, and I need to be able to bounce back. So the key is staying committed even when the plan shifts. Secondly, is I make writing plans. Goals without a plan are just wishes, right? So a plan helps me break down my goals into manageable steps. So for example, if my goal is to finish a poem in a month, I'll break that down into weekly tasks. What does that look like? Brainstorming, drafting, revising, and then polishing that poem. I try not to overwhelm myself with the end result, but instead I focus on the small task, the small daily steps. The trick is just to be consistent. Even if it's just 15, 20 minutes a day, those minutes will add up. So since this is the Fearless Ink podcast, let's talk about fearlessness, a topic that James Baldwin himself embodied. I think it's important for writers to not be afraid to explore new topics or topics that we are sort of, I guess, shy about, or maybe it's so personal that we don't want to reveal that part of ourselves. But for me, fearlessness means pushing myself into that uncharted territory. If I find myself hesitant to write something, that's usually a sign that it's exactly what I should be writing about. It's when we lean into the discomfort that we grow as writers. And whether it's experimenting with a new genre, if it's diving into something difficult, you know, a difficult subject, or just confronting a topic that we haven't explored before, I personally don't want to shy away from the challenge. Fear often comes from not knowing where the writing will go. You know, you're not sure where this is going to take you, but that's part of the process. You have to be willing to get messy. Got to be willing to explore, to fall down and fail, and to come back again. And so, like James Baldwin said, the point isn't to wait for everything to be perfect. It's to get your work done. And that means diving in, regardless of whether you're ready or not. So to all of you listening, don't give up. No matter how hard the writing gets, no matter how many times you feel like you're not making progress, the point is to get your work done. James Baldwin's quote isn't just a call to action for us as writers and poets, but it's a universal reminder for all of us who create with words, whether you're working on a novel, a short story, an article, a poem, an essay. Remember that the most important part of the process is doing the work. And if you're stuck, if you're unsure, if you feel like you've hit a wall, just keep going. The only way to finish is to keep putting one word in front of the other. Be fearless, explore new territory, and don't let the fear of failure stop you, because you will get there. So that's it for today's episode, you guys. I hope this discussion on James Baldwin, poetry, and even my own process has inspired you to continue moving forward with your writing. And remember, the work doesn't get done on its own. I always say these poems don't write themselves. These books don't write themselves. You've got to put in the effort. But don't worry, because you're not alone. We are in community with one another, and we're all on this path together. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe, share, and leave a review. And yes, it does matter. I'd love to hear from you about your own writing process and what keeps you going. Until next time, keep writing and keep pushing forward fearlessly. Take care.